Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you. First of all, apologies for absence. We have councillors Lynn Elson, Phil Nash, Maddy Chapman and Rob Mansky. No members of the public present, right?
Ryan Toy.
Oh, I take your pardon, Ryan Toy. Any other apologies? No. No members of the public, so there'll be no public speaking and no members of the press. And minutes of the meeting held on the 4th of September 2018, can we confirm, confirm they're all correct?
I was in that meeting, so I can't.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going to discuss the reason. No, sir, for that. Okay.
Right. So do you have a proposal, isn't it?
I'll propose it.
Right. Thank you. And the seconder? Yeah. Thank you. Any declaration, pecuniary interest and dispensations, members to declare any interest they may have on the agenda and agree any dispensations to stay. Any declarations? No declarations. No. Okay, moving on. Item 4, urgent business. To consider any items which, in the opinion of the chairman, should be dealt with as a matter of urgency, we have one item of urgent business, which is 18/1816 and 18/17/LBC 3 Beacon. Amended plans have been received in response to the Conservation Officer's report with a target date of 28 September, showing enlargement of existing timber rear single door to double door to access parking space. The Town Council had no objection on the 20th of August 2018. Any further questions?
I propose acceptance for that.
Proposed. And do we have a seconder? Thank you. Okay, moving on to Brixton Ward. Plan number 18/1822/TRE 45 Evergreen Close, applicant Mr. Roger Proctor. 3 in number Turkey Oaks, 1 in number Ash, remove side branches to a height of 6 metres. I'm going to ask Sue to read out the comments and consultation reports. Thank you, Sue.
Yes, thank you. Highways do not wish to comment. And the tree officer's report, he states that all the trees are grown on elevated ground and form part of a large wooded area, make a significant contribution to the amenity of the area. The proposed pruning is a repeat of his historical works, which are considered relatively minor and would not impact on the wider amenity value of the individual trees or the wild. The wider woodland. Recommendation therefore is for approval. Thank you.
Okay, so propose it. Councillor Nicholas. And I'll second it. All those in favour? Thank you. Moving on to Holston Ward, plan number 18/1955/TRE. 2 Sylvan Close, applicant Mrs. Joyce Sidwick, Oak Tree, Reed Pollard. And Sue, I can ask you for your comments, please.
Yes, Highways again do not wish to comment. The tree officer's report, he states this is a large, visually significant English oak, seen from Exeter Road and makes an important contribution to the amenity of the area. Heavily reduced in the past and pollarded in 2000, with a recent prune back from the owner's property this year. Some decay fungi has been seen and the owners have been advised to commission a more detailed expert examination to map the decay. The proposal to repollard is considered excessive on the basis of information submitted, and complete repollarding would cause stress on the tree and could accelerate the internal decay. Given the current space, some light crane reduction works are considered acceptable, which may be to a degree address possible loss of structural stability due to fungal decay. So tree officers recommending a split decision. Obviously, refusal of the repollard as the tree makes a significant contribution to the amenity of the area, and the works would be detrimental to the tree and may accelerate the fungal decay. They also felt there was insufficient information has been provided to support removal of the tree's entire crown back to historic reduction point. It does, however, approve of crown reduction to retain a tree height of 13 metres, it is currently 15, and a crown radius of 5 metres with specific pruning cuts and removal of epicoric growth from the main stem up to the height of 3 metres above the ground level. Thank you.
Okay, members, there's a recommendation for a split decision. Do we have any comments from any members? Councillor Dunbar?
Yeah, I'll support that, the tree officer's recommendation, that is. It is an important tree, and it would be a shame if we did accelerate its decay with the fungi. I don't know how bad it is affected, but it sounds from his report to be not good.
And I would second that proposal based on the experts' comments. Thank you. All those in favour? Okay. Moving on to Brixton Ward. So the planning applications for consultation set out below. Plan number 18/18034, 7 Warnford Gardens. Applicant Mr. and Mrs. Moyle. Construction of a single storey side oblique rear extension. Sue, do we have any comments?
Does Highways do not wish to comment?
Okay. Any comments?
We've seen on there, it's got here, we're on the 6th of August, we refused the previous application. This is 7 Warnford. Because they wanted to take down the side and the rear. Or put a one-story extension up. And that was deemed to be outside of the permitted development. So it was refused. And East End refused it as well. So they've come back with this one, which what they look to have done is they're going to take down the conservatory at the back and want to build a single story at the back and rebase the internal. But it says nothing about actually taking down the single side story or replacing it. So, and it doesn't look like they're going to replace it. Because it's still that funny little bit stuck there, isn't it?
Just see what they're doing now. So if you can see where the dining room table is, that is what they're referring to as a side extension, because they're actually, instead of it just where the original conservatory, instead of it jutting back, they're filling in the space down the side, and then the rear is just coming slightly forward of the original conservatory, so that's why it's... But the side bit is just an over thing to keep their dustbins. It's like a bit of a porch utility thing.
I can't see any problems with that.
No.
It looks like they're building it within the permitted development.
And both neighbours have been notified, and the people at the back, according to the front sheet. Yeah.
Okay,
no objections.
So there's no objections, so I'm proposing acceptance, Council members. Okay, that's proposed for acceptance, and do we have a seconder? Council Humphreys, all those in favour? Okay, moving on to Holston Ward, plan number 18/2095/4, 154 Home Road. Applicant Mr. and Mrs. K. Hall, construction of two-storey side extension. Highways do not wish to comment, and I believe there's been no representations. Yeah. Councillor Dunbar.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Fred. So I had a look at the plan. I'm relatively familiar with Holland Road anyway. It did seem that it was quite a big extension going on there, but it it is a fairly large site, and I would be prepared to approve that.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I've looked at the site, at the moment you look at the front elevation of the house and it's got a garage to either side. So I looks to me from the picture
take
that
the left hand garage,
take away the left hand garage and do the extension on it. And seeing as the neighbours made no representation, I'm assuming they're happy, so I'm quite happy to second that proposal. All those in favour? Thank you. Moving on to plan number 18/2042/4, 36 Hill Drive, applicant Mr. and Mrs. A. Jones, construction of single storey rear extension and change to materials on existing house. Highways do not wish to comment, and I believe there's no representation. Councillor Duncan, any comments?
Yeah, I have no objection to that.
Okay, I'm quite happy to second, having been up and seen it. It's all at the back and there's no representation. So, all those in favour? Carried. Moving on to 18/1991/430 Cullen Road, Mr. R. Rowland, applicant. Construction of additional storey to existing dwelling. Highways do not wish to comment, and there's been no representations. Councillor Dunn.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm not all that happy about that. It seems, putting that second storey on top of it. I mean, I know that there are other two-storey houses in that immediate area, but it's not really adding that extra storey doesn't make it in keeping with anything, and I personally feel the massing of it is a bit, even though it's a fairly large site, I'm not keen on it at all. And I wouldn't recommend that for approval.
Okay, thank you. And well, my comments are different to that. Mm-hmm. I've seen the site. It's currently a bungalow in a very large plot. There's been no representation from existing neighbours, and effectively it's almost like building a large dorm into the current very large roof space, which would only give it a slight increase in height of the apex of the roof. And my view is to support the application. So. Do we have any other comments?
So presumably, as I proposed, refusal then.
Right, okay. Do we have a seconder for the refusal?
Well, I remember that site from years ago when the people who lived in the front house tried to get planning permission for a bungalow in the vet. Remember the vet? That was refused two or three times, and now they've got the bungalow, and now it's going up and up, so I think I'll ask for support on that.
Okay, and those in favour of refusal? Okay, those against?
Casting vote?
No. I'm trying to avoid that.
Abstention. Abstention.
Is there a second story house next to it or anywhere near the
because it was in the back of it.
Drive down the lane to actually access the property.
Just opposite the rugby ground.
Yeah.
Well, you go down the lane. The two story houses down there are the standard semis and detached that are on the main Holland Road, which are entirely different in character from that bungalow.
So,
as long as there's some other two stories, then maybe. Yeah.
Jacob, are you in favour of this development?
Well, it's only one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Don't worry about your vote, it's not.
Well, I'm going to justify it.
So, right, okay. So there's three against.
Two.
Right, so that's carried forward for acceptance.
Okay, no objection.
Okay, moving on to plan number 18/1952/4, X Bank, Mudbank Lane, Miss Katie Slack, construction of access onto Mudbank Lane. Sue, do we have some comments?
Yes, so Highways unfortunately haven't put in their comments yet. But Councillor Megan Armstrong supports the application as described in the planning support statement. A principle has already been set for providing a vehicular access in the vicinity of Riverside Cottage following a carport access granted in April 1976. This access was closed several years ago by Highways Authority, but the principle has always been accepted. This direct access would provide much needed car parking spaces for Brickfield and Riverside Cottages as part of the overall Mudbank Lane housing development. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Can you confirm for me, if that's possible, that this is the car parking that the developer promised the cottages as part of the housing development?
It is, yes.
Yes, members, some of you may remember that there was quite a lot of discussion when this original planning application came through, and the two owners of the old cottages, the white cottages, had an agreement that they would get some car parking provided by the developer, and that's what is being talked about here. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, just to clarify. Councillor Dunbar.
Well, thank you, Fred. Yes, I agree with the sentiments that Megan Armstrong has given, and I think it is something that's essential for the development.
Thank you. So that's proposed for acceptance, and I'm quite happy to second that. All those in favour? That's carried. Okay, moving on to Ridley Ward, plan number 18/2097/4, 82 Nelson Drive, applicant Mr. and Mrs. R. Holliman, construction of single storey rear extension. And I believe there's comments from District Council.
Yes. Yes, first of all, Highways do not wish to comment. Councillor Mark Williamson has no objection. He says that the extension is at the rear of the property, which has a long garden. It would not be visible from the road and would not impact on the street scene, nor, in his view, the neighbours' amenity. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Councillor Humphreys?
Absolutely agree with Mark Williamson. It doesn't impact on the street scene, and those gardens there are quite long. So happy to go ahead.
Okay, so that's proposed. Councillor Humphreys, do we have a seconder? Councillor Taylor, all those in favour? It's carried. Moving on to plan number 18/2056/VAR, Men's Shed, Clayton House, Salisbury Road. Applicant, this is Helen Tribble, Open Door, Exmouth. Variation of condition 3 of application 15/0872/4, hours of use restriction to allow use of buildings from 0900 to 2130, Sunday to Saturday. And I believe we've got some comments, Sue. Could you?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, Highways do not wish to comment. Environmental Health recommend opening hours of 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday due to the close proximity of residential properties. Councillor Mark Williamson supports the application in principle, but in his opinion, 2130 is too late to be operating in a residential area, and there would still be clearing up to do. He's thinking about the children living nearby who have the school the following day, and it says a 2100 hours close would seem more reasonable. And then we've got two representations, both who strongly object on behalf of local residents who have experienced a constant whining noise from power tools and banging hammers used outside or with the windows open when used inside. Smells of paint and varnish come from the hobbies. Parking from users prevent residents being able to park. Weekends are the only time when there is any peace. Thank you.
Councillor Humphreys.
I think the what goes on within the men's shelter is absolutely fantastic. The work that's done in there for the local community, bringing the people out, and they do tremendous work. But concerning the hours being extended to an evening, in my opinion, is a little bit, because there are families within the estate, and I think we should not even go to 9 o'clock in the morning. We should bring it earlier. The comments what the environmental agency came out with, I would propose those hours.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Humphreys. Any other comments?
I attended the same meeting as having trouble last week, and I asked her, and Jill Nelson was there as well. In fact, we both asked her what the idea was. Apparently, I don't know whether they've had an application for buddy sorted to men or whether they're proposing to open it out to them, but as it says on there, they're supposed to be putting in a extension, plans for an extension on the men's shed, and then we're putting machinery into that. The reason that they thought that they could possibly, they would like to operate, what did she say exactly? She said, well, there are a few people who want to come and join, but they are unable to come in the hours that they operate now. So what they were thinking was that every so often they could do of an evening, they could do a come in and see us type thing, you know, just but not necessarily work, but a lot of them like socialising and things like that. And I said, you're not planning on adding alcohol license to this, are you? And she said, no chance. Because she still works mainly down at the open door, and they deal with the problems with the alcohol as well. But it seemed, the way she explained it, it seemed quite reasonable, because it's not going to be every, although they applied for it, it gives them a choice of what you need to do it on.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Nicholas. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate it. I can't vote, but I believe it's right to make a comment, is it?
Yes,
I'm totally with John Humphreys and Mark on this, because it's an area of lots of young children and quite a few elderly people as well. I think 1900 would be a good cut-off point. I think it's not exceptionally early, it's not too late. And if people can't make it, that's unfortunate, but we can't, because they can't make it at a certain time, there's no need to disrupt the sleep of young people and the peace and quiet of people on a Sunday, especially. So I would suggest 1900, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Taylor?
Well, yes, I agree. They do a brilliant job. They did a lovely job with the roundabout that my father made years ago. They got it up and running again. Mm-hmm. You have to come in and see it. I wish I could bring it down. But no, I think that's too late on a Sunday night, really, isn't it? It's just not, I think, you know, 4 o'clock. That is the latest, even if they do a Sunday. But what was the environmental officer's recommendation?
He's recommending Saturday and Sundays, 9 till 4.
Right. I would like to comment that currently the operating on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at present. So the environmental health recommended open hours of 9 till 4 on Saturday and Sunday, but the variation on condition 3 says about to allow use of buildings from 9 o'clock to 21:30 Sunday to Saturday, so that's obviously given permission for every day. Mm. Now I don't know the, I know they do a wonderful job and I've seen the results of their work. I've met some of the people that were involved in the men's shed, but I haven't actually seen the site, but it's just from someone who hasn't seen the site, I'm beginning to think that they're outgrowing their site, if that's the right description of what they've got. So, you know, if they're outgrowing the site and they're looking for extra hours, it's in a, as we know, big residential area. There's nothing worse if someone's, you know, using a power saw at 9:30 at night, even if it's not the men's shed, you know, it's a neighbour. I think we need to sort of decide on a definitive time and then recommend that forward to East End District Council, Councillor Duncan.
Thanks. Yeah, could I ask for clarification? I mean, I accept all that everybody said about power tools being used late into the evening with kids around, etc. But I just wondered from what Jerry has said, whether in fact the intention is to use those evenings for a more sociable thing rather than use of power tools, because I think that might put a different spin on it.
Well, on there, if I can just answer, it says that they have lots of, and I know they do, they've had inquiries from other groups, and apparently according to that, there have even some women that wanted to come.
Mm.
You know, and I think, what she said there at one point, they were wanting to just...
About larger premises will also allow us to advertise more widely with more space to accommodate new attendees.
Well, they just had an extension.
Yeah.
And they were wanting to run a course or something, a short course basis.
Yeah.
And one of the other ideas they had was like fathers and sons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's quite a large request for fathers and sons.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they would probably, considering that there's some concerns about it, to me, if they were permitted to open every day of the week, not necessarily till 9:30, and that with the environmental health officers on the weekends, 9 to 4, or whatever they suggested, they would be probably quite happy with that to start with, and then they can always make another application once they've proven or disproved that it's not going to be so disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that to me would be a fair...
Thank you for that, Councillor Nicholas. Yeah, I take your point, I think they would be happy with that. I'm not sure about neighbouring residents would necessarily be happy with it, because we're going from 3 days to 7 days. And a wider time scale. Already the residents have talked about parking issues, so it's not just that isn't going to go away either, that's going to expand. And we're also talking about all the smells and the noises and so on and so forth. So I think there's a little bit of a difficulty there in how we support this application or not support it, as the case may be. I think Councillor Bailey had some more comments.
Thank you, Chair. It clearly states that developing DIY skills. And, well, if we're developing DIY skills, either something's got to be demonstrated, which is going to make a lot of noise, or otherwise they're going to learn to do it themselves, which is equally going to make a lot of noise. Now, if you're getting a lecture on philosophy, it doesn't make any noise at all, apart from one person talking and lots of people listening. And there's the difference. But if you're developing skills of DIY, it's not to hammering and banging, it comes to the territory. So I reluctantly disagree with Jerry on this.
Okay. Councillor Humphreys?
As a ward councillor, my main concern is the residents and families within a large estate. When you get lads and dads together, over a period of time, they can become quite boisterous and noisy. Our main concern is the residents.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Councillor Humphreys. I would propose from the chair that we support the application for the hours of 9 to 4 as the environmental health recommended, but only Monday to Friday, which is when generally people are out, kids are at school. That still gives the men's shed 5 days operating, but within the parameters of the time recommended by the Environment and Health. Do I have a second?
I will second that, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. That's seconded. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Moving on, plan number 18/2019/full, 10 Dunsford Close. Applicant Mr. and Mrs. N. King. Construction of a single storey side rear extension. Highways do not wish to comment. Councillor Humphreys.
Mr. Chair, I've been seeing this off Douglas Avenue, which is very close, and I don't see any problem with the extension.
Thank you. Do we have a second then? Councillor Nicholas, all those in favour? Carry. And the next plan on 18/1993/4, 20 Thalston Road. Applicant Mr. Townrow, construction of a front dormer. Highways do not wish to comment. Councillor Humphreys.
I see no problem with this front door.
Okay, I'm happy to second that. All those in favour? It's carried. Plan number 18/0411/4, 4A Foxholes Hill. Applicant is Mr. M. Martineau. Construction of two-storey rear extension. Amended plans for consultation. Removal of second storey to extension. An addition of two dormer windows, including Juliet balcony to southwest elevation, and two dormer windows to northeast elevation, and the removal of first floor window to southeast elevation. Sue, can I ask some comments?
Yes, I'll just give you those plans and then you can understand what's been said. Yes, so these the comments I'm going to read are the comments that have been put in by Historic England and the Conservation Officer, which were obviously after the meeting that we held to discuss it in the first place. So if you can just bear that in mind, and then it might make a bit more sense to us all. Right, Historic England on the 18th of April did not support the application in its previous format due to the dominance of the two-storey extension on the barn. No comment received to date regarding amended plans. But the Conservation Officer on the 2nd of May was concerned that the original proposal for a two-storey extension encroached further towards the listed building, the barn, impacting on an already close relationship of the two properties and having considerable visual impact, particularly when viewed from either the northwest or the southwest elevations. The extension, together with the reconfigured roof, created a far more dominant appearance, which failed to respect the adjacent heritage asset, which is unacceptable. They haven't since recommented, but the Town Council on the 30th of April, they objected in accordance with comments that were made by Historic England that the two-storey extension would be dominant and have a harmful effect on the barn, which is now called the Beach House, a Grade 2 listed building. So since the amended plans have come in, Councillor Mark Williamson now supports the application. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Councillor Humphreys.
I'm reluctant to, because originally this is, well, it isn't a listed barn. I remember it was a dance hall, wasn't it, for the barn hotel years ago.
Yeah, there's quite a radical amendment in respect to the Conservation Officer's report, which I guess they've spoken to.
And they've
worked with East Devon.
Yeah. And they've. I will go along with my fellow councillor, and I will accept this. Yeah. Happy to.
Okay. Been proposed. Do we have a second?
John, have we got a plan of the area as opposed to just that?
Location plan.
Was that on there? Just, am My thinking is it.
No, there's no.
No, it was on the previous application. These are just the amended plans. The location was on the other one.
Okay.
You see, I can see, just see there, I guess, somewhere.
That's the beach house.
Yeah.
I think on that plan you've got the beach house, you've got the chimneys.
Yeah.
So it would have been on that side there, overlooking the. But no, it's only one side.
Right, in light of the proposal made by Councillor Humphreys, I would second that because I agree that, albeit the Town Council objected on the 30th of the 4th, the applicant has worked with East End District Council to come back with an amended plan, which obviously now fits people's viewpoint. So I'd second that proposal and take a vote on it. All those in favour? It's carried. Moving on to Town Ward Plan number 18/1981/4, flat 1, 80 St Andrews Road, applicant David Cliff, construction of single storey rear conservatory. Sue.
Yes, just to say, Highways do not wish to comment. Councillor Masling has sent in his comments in his absence. He says the floor level will be raised to the level of the existing decking. The conservatory will be 3 metres deep by 4.2 metres wide. It will occupy approximately three quarters of the remaining garden, but in his opinion, it is a reasonable use of the space. He does not believe that the development will impact on the neighbours to any significant degree. If there are no objections from the neighbours, then he has none either. And there aren't to date any from. Quite a few people have been written to, but nothing has come in as yet. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. In the absence of any councillor.
Yeah, as district ward member. I agree with Councillor Mastin on this, and I think it's fine, and I would propose it.
Okay, proposed by Councillor Dunbar. I would second the proposal. All those in favour? It's carried. And moving on to Whitcombe Raleigh Ward, plan number 18/2002/4, 14 St John's Road, Mrs Jenkins. Retrospective application for the creation of off-road parking. Highways standing advice. So any other representations?
No.
No other representations. Councillor Taylor?
It's fine. No comment from county on this.
What, from Highways?
Yes.
Well, they gave them drop curb permission.
They did. Yes. Okay. I mean, it made sense to get the
car. And standing advice is the to the
narrow
slide.
Yeah. Just so
it
looks fine.
I'm
surprised they had to get permission.
That's already been built.
I know, that's right.
Okay, so Councillor Bailey.
Chairman, I'm in favour of anything that gets vehicles off the road at St John's. It's usually congested enough and it's already there, so happy enough.
Problem all over Exeter. Thank you. Okay, so that's proposed. I'll second the application. All those in favour? That's carried. Okay, item 7, items of information, appeal notification, appeal by Mr. F. Tyree in respect to application 18/03584, proposed for extensions to rear and side, including extension to roof area. Provide loft conversion. The location is 10 Essington Close. Copy letter from East End District Council. That's for your information. The Town Council objected to the application. And appeal decisions. Appeal by Mr. and Mrs. Simon and Joe West. Application number 17/2457/ outline. Proposal outline application for construction of dwelling seeking approval for access and scale. Matters of appearance, landscaping and layout are reserved. Location 51 B Salterton Road. and the above appeal was dismissed on the 30th of August 2018. Item 8, East Devon District Council planning decisions as listed. The ones that had no objection to was the rear 15 Exeter Road. It's been refused and rejected. Number 1, the Broadway, and it's been given conditional approval. Councillor Bailey, Chairman, through you, may I ask Sue if the Town Council has supported or objected to the appeal procedure which is going now, taking evidence for the land at the back of the Doyle Centre?
It's only came in this morning.
Right.
Okay. So it'll be on the next agenda.
Thank you.
The date for representations is the 18th of October, so yes. We'll come to the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Okay, should there be no other business, I close the meeting at 18:41.